Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 8th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Wynn Futures spotted a listing on Amazon's Japanese website for the upcoming 11-inch Google Pixel tablet featuring Google's Tensor G2 chip with 8 gigs of RAM and up to 256 gigs of storage. The listing, which has since been removed, also shows an LCD display with a 2560 by 1600 resolution, 500 nits of brightness, up to 12 hours of video streaming, and USI 2.0 stylus support. 2 8-megapixel cameras are on the front and back of the device. There's also quad speakers, 3 microphones, a USB-C charging port, and support for Wi-Fi 6. Round out those specs. Baidu announced that its Xiaodu unit is set to unveil its first smartphone next week. Similar to efforts by Amazon and Google, Xiaodu has already developed smart speakers and displays for the home, running its own Duer OS software, which it says uses conversational AI. Baidu also unveiled its ChatGPT rival ErnieBot back in March and has said its AI tools will be a part of its search, autonomous driving, and smart gadget businesses going forward. Reuters sources say that Volkswagen will dismiss all but one of the executive board members at its software division, CARIAD, next week. CARIAD is said to have ongoing development and budget problems, delaying work on new vehicle models like the Porsche e-Macan and Audi Q6 e-tron. VW's launch of company-wide structural car software designed to allow 4- and 5-level autonomous driving by 2026 has been postponed by 2 years. JBL's new Tour Pro 2 Buds have 8 hours of battery life with adaptive noise cancellation on and up to 30 more hours of charge from the case. But the charging case itself is interesting. It has a 1.45 inch LCD display on the outside with 3 brightness modes and support for wireless charging. Now, if you have a smartwatch, you might not think you need a display on a case, but Engadget notes that just having more info on the outside on charge progress while the earbuds are inside the case can be very handy. The Tour Pro 2 Buds started shipping last week in the U.S. for $249.95. At this year's DEF CON, which will run August 10th through the 13th in Las Vegas, the AI Village wants hackers to find bugs and biases in various large language models, chatbots, and generative AI. AI Village organizers describe it as the largest red teaming exercise ever for any group of AI models and will also provide laptops and timed access to LLMs from various vendors including Anthropic, Google, Hugging Face, NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Stability, plus access to an evaluation platform developed by Scale AI. Gamepad maker 8-Bit Do has a new $30 version of its Ultimate controller called the Ultimate C2.4G Wireless Controller. It comes in purple or green and is compatible with Windows, Android, Steam Deck, and Raspberry Pi. It connects using a 2.4 GHz USB dongle, and 8-Bit Do says it can last up to 25 hours of playtime and recharge fully within 2 hours. It also supports asymmetrical rumble, and if you're on Windows, vibration feedback as well. It has a wired mode and is plug and play on the PC. Qualcomm announced it's acquiring Israel-based fabless chipmaker Autotox. Autotox builds semiconductor and system-on-a-chip technology for automotive safety sensors. Qualcomm plans to integrate Autotox V2X, that's vehicle-to-everything, communication technology into its Snapdragon digital chassis effort. And finally, the BBC reported that TikTok called a journalist named Christina Crittle in December to inform her that it had caught two members of its internal audit department looking at logs of IP addresses associated with her account in order to compare it to staff who were suspected of meeting with the press without authorization. The members who accessed the information were fired. Crittle's account, though, was on a personal phone and under the name of her cat, Buffy. Her name and occupation were not mentioned in Buffy's bio, but she had been talking to staff that were unhappy with the company, so it's likely that they found the account by comparing IP addresses to those from the staff under suspicion. Crittle says she keeps TikTok on a separate phone, only in one location now. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.